is the Cloud Enough Podcast, your launchpad for Amazon Web Services.
Welcome to the Cloud Enough Podcast. My name is Andreas.
And my name is Michael.
And this is a special episode of the Cloud Enough Podcast because we have something very important to announce. I'm really happy to do that today. So let me start with a little bit of history. So we launched the Cloud Enough blog in 2015, 5 years ago. Since then, we have published more than 250 articles with tips and tricks, best practices, and service reviews, for example. We really enjoy writing about all things AWS. And about a year ago, we started this podcast. So the Cloud Enough podcast is basically the addition to the Cloud Enough blog. So it's not only about text, now we also have audio. And so far, Cloud Enough has been a side project for us. So the blog and the podcast is a side project. Our primary focus is on AWS consulting and our software as a service business. And what we realized is that Cloud Enough has grown really fantastic since the beginning. And so we thought about what would happen if we could turn our side project, Cloud Enough, into our primary focus. We could spend much more time on researching, writing, recording, and create content for the community. And that is what we are, we want to do. So Michael, maybe can you unveil the secret? So what are we announcing today?
Yeah, sure, Andreas. So what we launched today is Cloud Enough Plus. It's a way to deepen your AWS knowledge with exclusive videos and online events. So on top of the written word, audio, you also now get videos and live events. So why should you subscribe to Cloud Enough Plus? First, we identified that more or less everyone working with AWS constantly has to deepen his or her AWS knowledge. So we basically provide you all the little secrets that are missing in the official documentation. Another point is that everyone has to stay up to date, right? Because AWS is changing so fast. And we basically provide you the content that allows you to benefit from the latest features and services without burning your hands, because sometimes, as you know, AWS services are released in a fashion where not all the use cases are already implemented. And last but not least, what you also get from Cloud Enough Plus is our independent insights. So our balanced opinion allows you to distinguish the good from the bad parts. So we are not the AWS marketing department, basically.
Yeah, and I think that is a very important point, because you will find a lot of AWS content out there, but most of them is written by AWS itself, so by all the evangelists, however you call them. They produce a lot of content, but of course they're looking at everything from the AWS perspective. Then there are a lot of AWS partners, which are all also closely bundled together with AWS, so you don't get really balanced opinion there. And that's what we focus on with Cloud Enough. We really want to make sure that we are not only talking about the good parts, we are also talking about the bad parts. That's important. And I think that's very valuable.
Yeah, and combining that with our practical like knowledge from all the consulting gigs we do. So, okay, now we talked about the why, Andreas. So what exactly do you get when you subscribe to Cloud Enough Plus? So first, you get exclusive content that is only available to Cloud Enough Plus subscribers to stay ahead of the game. And you also get a weekly video or an online event with practical examples. We do basically lots of screen recordings. So that's the content that you get, like the form. It's a video that you get every week. And sometimes we run online events that are recorded as well. And last but not least, what you get is a private discussion forum where you can connect with us, but also with all the other Cloud Enough Plus subscribers. And I can give you a couple of examples of the first videos we produced for the Cloud Enough Plus community. So, for example, Andreas, you produced one about the Graviton2 EC2 instances, where you can reduce your compute costs by 20%. So, Andreas, you basically showed how you can easily migrate a workload from existing Intel-based instances to the ARM-based instances, And it was basically super easy, as you showed in your video, but it saves 20% of your EC2 bill. So that's pretty cool. You also showcased how you can use CloudWatch embedded metrics. I talked a little bit about Amazon Timestream. I did a demo how you can ingest stock trade data. We also did some queries to analyze the data. And the cool thing here is that we can really share our screen and we can show what's going on, like how does it look like. We cannot only write about it or talk about it, we can really show you what's going on the screen. Another video that was quite, or where we received a good response was recording API calls using the capabilities of the SDK to send them to an UDP port and then analyze those calls. So that was also a pretty cool video. So I showed like the whole chain, setting up Fluentd on the machine, making the API calls and then analyzing them. So that was also pretty cool. And the latest video was about IPv6. So I showed a little bit how you can connect two instances using the link local address and also the global unicast address.
Yeah, Michael, and I think what is important to mention here that all CloudOnNaut subscribers, CloudOnNaut Plus subscribers, get access to our video archive as well. So you not only get a weekly video, you also get access to the videos that we already produced. And up until this day, we have already released 7 and soon 8 videos that are already available and waiting for you. Okay, there is one more big thing that I want to announce today. And in a podcast, I can't show you, but I'm actually wearing it already. So we have created a CloudOnNaut t-shirt. And the t-shirt is for all of you that subscribe to CloudOnNaut Plus before November the 9th. So we're sending that out to you for free for all the subscribers that subscribe before November the 9th. So that is a very cool thing. I really like the t-shirt. Someone from the co-working space, Silke, did that for us. And I'm really, really impressed by the t-shirt. So you should check out the show notes and find a link with an image. So check that out. It's really a cool t-shirt that you definitely should have.
Yeah, so we should also mention that the t-shirt is like, it's an organic t-shirt. So it's produced in a human-friendly way.
Absolutely, Michael. And maybe something that you have to talk us through is what happened in your home office during the last weeks. I think that's really cool to share.
So, and this is not COVID related. So I always had a home office. So I'm working from home all the time, basically, when I'm not on site with customers. So I had a office in my apartment. But what I did is basically I had to move into a different room because video recording is also very sensitive to noise from the outside. So I moved into a different room. And then we installed a video setup. And this is actually not as easy as it sounds. So we can now produce HD video. And the biggest problem here is the lighting. So you need good lighting, otherwise the picture doesn't look good. So we needed some help and we hired Moritz. It's also someone from the co-working space where Andreas works. So he is kind of a video artist, I would say. And he helped us with setting up the studio. So now we can produce high quality videos with a nice lightning atmosphere so that it is also like a pleasure to watch the videos because they just look good and you feel like that. Yeah, like it is a pleasure for the eyes kind of. So that's what we created. And we can record those videos, but we can also stream them. So that was also a challenge. So we can stream in HD and we can record in HD. So that's very nice. And it also required a new, like more compute power than I had on my MacBook. So I basically had to buy another computer where we can do the streaming on because my MacBook Air is not powerful enough to do it. So now we are equipped and we can produce as much videos as we like, basically.
Yeah, and we will definitely do so. Every week we will record a new video or stream an online event from your home office. That's really cool stuff. Okay, Michael. So CloudOnNaut Plus is an additional offering that extends the content that we publish on the CloudOnNote blog and on this podcast. So by subscribing to CloudOnNote Plus, you get exclusive content on top of the free content that we will still publish. So that's an additional thing. You get actually more insights or deeper insights into the topics that we discuss. So that's, we have both. Actually, that's maybe something important to mention here. So sometimes we have videos that go deeper into a topic. So for example, we have a blog post about IPv6, and then for CloudOnNote Plus subscribers, there's a video that goes into detail about this topic. And sometimes we have topics in the weekly video that don't appear on the free content in the blog at all. So we have actually both of them. So there's a lot of good stuff, and the feedback that we already have from a private beta that we have been running for about 8 weeks now is really fantastic. So that's the thing here. Okay, Michael, so did we forget anything about the CloudOnNote Plus offering, or can I close this?
Yeah, so I think one topic that we haven't yet talked about is that video also enables us to kind of do other content. So in a video, you can do other things than you can do in a text and in a podcast. So for example, in a podcast, working with a table is super hard. It basically doesn't work. In a text, it works super, super great because you can just write down the table, right? And in a video, you can do things like, it sometimes it's just super easy to show something in the UI, and you would have to write a couple of paragraphs just to describe what's going on. And in the video, it's just a couple of seconds. I mean, you click here, you click there, and then it works. So it is sometimes much easier to show something in a video than to describe it in text. So that's also something that our the CloudOnNote subscribers can benefit from, that it's just an additional way to learn things in a different way. And sometimes it's just easier to learn it watching a video.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we have text, we have audio, and we have video. And video is really, I would say, the most expressive media format that is available. So you can go through architecture diagrams. You can do live coding or show something in the AWS Management Console. That's really cool stuff. Absolutely. Okay. So we have introduced CloudOnNote Plus to you now, and we are really happy about that. And we hope you are excited about that as much as we are. And what's at the end? So subscribe to CloudOnNote Plus today. Remember the t-shirt that we sent for free to all subscribers before November the 9th. You will find the link to CloudOnNote Plus in the show notes. Get access to our high quality video content, a weekly video or online event, and deepen your AWS knowledge with all of that. So we are looking forward to your feedback and looking forward to welcoming you as a subscriber to CloudOnNote Plus. Thanks a lot for your support, and we'll be back with a podcast episode next week. So bye, Michael.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and see you next time. Bye.